Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody on this line, I need you to get excited. Get in the position.
Might as well put your hands together.
gotta say. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You gonna break out your prayer, break out your words. You gonna break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Brothers, my sister, good, just welcome family. Come on in as we join this broadcast, calling all men to prayer. Now, my sisters out there, do not feel like we're not talking to you either, because we know that Christ came that all could have life and life more abundantly. We all have the opportunity to serve. So this is your time. But in this season, God is pushing me to call my brothers to pray. Yeah, we meet for this, we meet for that, but we seldom meet for prayer. This is a call to all men. My brothers, we are well overdue. We have wasted too much valuable time, and I'll be the first to say, I must and I will do better. My question is, will you join me tonight, every Tuesday, every night, every time that you get a chance to pray for me, I pray for you, but to step forward, man up and pray for men. I know you've been hurt. I know you've been done wrong. I have. We all have experienced that things, and we've been the one to be on both ends. Tonight, I'm saying, can we pray for all men? No matter your title, no matter your position, no matter your education, we all need to unite in prayer now. I love it when the Word of God says is that today is sufficient of its own trouble. We have things right now that we need to pray for, we need to stand for, and we need to do it now. So I'm asking all to follow the Holy Spirit and pray scriptures from the Word of God so together we can heal, deliver, and set the captives free. I'll be the first to say I'm the captive. No matter I have a title, no matter I have a position, no matter I have a ministry, I am still the captive that needs to be free. Will you follow these seven steps of prayer with me as we go forward and build this union? I see 2021 blossoming, and this is going to be not enough room for us all to get together and pray. But I'm saying, where do we start? The way we start is the way we finish. Number one, will we abide in Christ the vine? Number two, will we pray in faith? Number three, will we stand on God's word? Number four, will we pray in the Spirit? Number five, will we persevere in prayer? Number six, will we use different types of prayer? We don't want to be repetition. And seven, will we flow in God's love? See, my brother, today is the day that we stand and deliver prayer. The Bible tells us so many lessons about prayer. And we're not here for a preaching lesson. We're not here for that. But I want to open it right now from the beginning. Dial one. If you want to get in on this prayer, you want to be on the next tag team. We're not telling you what to pray, but we're saying, can we pray for each other? My prayer today is for every one of the brothers under the sound of my voice and brothers that are out there that don't even know me, that I'm praying for all men to become whole. That's my assignment tonight. What's your assignment? If God has sent you to pray with me, please dial one. Let me get you in the queue now. Let me already get you ready. I may not have your number tonight, but I guarantee you when you dial one on your keypad, it'll bring you up to the top. I'll see your number. Once I call out your first three and your last four, Let me know your name. We'll go from there. Now, as you dial one is in the order that you go. You may be a bishop. You may be whatever your title is. No, as you dial one and as you get in the queue, you pray. And we want to do this decently and in order, and we want it to be effective. See, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Those key words in there give us so much power to go for in our effectiveness, our fervency, and the availing of, that means we produce our prayers. Don't be scared. You may be out there just saying, I know he ain't talking to me. Yes, I am. You say, I've never prayed live before. I've never prayed open before. Well, tonight is the night that you pray. And if you don't know what to pray, get your Bible and open it right now. And whatever page it opens, I guarantee you, God's going to give you at least three scriptures to pray. Here's another thing that will maybe help someone dial one. You can pray 10 seconds, 30 seconds, a minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes max, depending on how many we have on, but we're just going to pray. Don't be ashamed to pray. You don't have to give your name. You don't have. You can be anonymous on this, but we need to have corporate prayer. So Heavenly Father God, we thank you tonight just for another opportunity and another platform to pray. We thank you. We give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise because it's not our agenda. It's not our desires, our needs, our wants, but it is our need to pray. It is our desire to want to know more from you, how to help one another. So we thank you, Lord, that as we begin and as we enter into this atmosphere of prayer, Lord, that it's about your will, not ours. It's not about the people saying, look at what they're doing. It's not about how many are on the line. It's not about numbers. It's not about the physical, but it's about you knowing that we really want to hear from you. So I ask you today, Lord, to open up our spiritual ear gates that no distraction falls. I ask you today, Lord, to open up our spiritual mind gate, that it's your word that flows through us, that is an agreement that as we speak your word will perform everything that it was intended to do. It will not return void. I thank you today, Lord, that as we connect and we join and we unify and we congregate together, that Lord, you reign in this hour, that your word performs through us, not for us, but through us. I thank you, Lord, that ears are hearing today that will now leave here different than they've ever been before. They'll hear not the voice of men, but they'll hear the voice of you through us. Decreeing, declaring that you are God, you are Lord, you are Savior, you are everything, the first, the last, the beginning, and the end. You are the head and not the tail. You are the first and not the, you are everything. And we thank you that as we replicate you, that you will now give us the power in prayer to move in faith, to walk in faith, and to act in faith. Because we thank you, Lord, that faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. Lord, let us move in the things people can't see. Let us move in the things people can't pre-warn or have any idea, but be in your spirit to do your will, that we lift up each other and we hold each other accountable and we love each other. I thank you, Lord, tonight, Lord, that I am not the same man I was 5 seconds ago, but that my life has already been changed, rearranged, and transformed by my ability to submit to you and say, Lord, have your way. Let your anointing flow tonight for those here, for those not here, those may listen on the archives and the replays, that the anointing stays the same, that you are here to heal us, you are here to deliver us, and you are, oh my God, here to set us free. And we thank you for what's done. We thank you for what's finished. We thank you for what's complete. But Lord, now we want to encourage ourselves that, Lord, we can do better. We want to encourage ourselves today that we will accomplish. We want to say to each other that you will not give up. We want to lift each other up and say you will not quit, but you will live and you will not die because of the love of Jesus. With you, Lord, we know we can do it. but without you, I'm a failure. I have to speak personal there, my brothers. Listen, with you, I know we can do all things, but without you, I know I'm nothing. And I'm tired of failing. I'm tired of being last. I'm tired of being left behind. I'm tired of throwing myself away. And I'm ready, Lord, to live in you in prayer. I love you, Jesus, and I want your love to shower in this hour, in this time, in this season. For each and every one of us men that need to know you are real. I thank you today that you've given me the testimony that I can say that you are alive because you live in me. I am a living testimony that Jesus Christ is alive and alive today. But I'm a humble servant to say, Lord, thank you. The power and authority that goes by your word, it will touch us. It will move us. And it will perform what it is intended to do. I thank you like never before, Lord, and I honor you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Pastor Luckett.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you, we praise you, we honor you. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are God all by yourself. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your son, Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins and rose on the third day. We thank you for the awesome sacrifice that you gave in your son, Jesus. And he's coming back again for a church without a spot or wrinkle. We thank you that you made a way for us to be redeemed back to you through your son, Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit who lives in the believer, who convicts men, who saves our souls. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that we allow you, that you allow us to come before your presence in prayer and supplication, asking you to forgive us for any sins we have committed by omission or commission. We come together tonight, Heavenly Father, lifting up men in prayer, Heavenly Father. We pray for all the men that are on this line. We pray for the men, Lord, that may even listen to this through the archives, Heavenly Father. We pray on tonight, Lord, for men to be strengthened, Heavenly Father. We pray, oh God, for men to be lifted up, Heavenly Father. We even pray for those that may be listening who are not saved to be saved, Heavenly Father. Lord, I lift all the men up unto you on tonight, Heavenly Father, as you, Lord, has made us the head of the families, the head of the household, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, you have made us in your like and image, Father God. And Heavenly Father, as the leaders of our household, Lord, I pray tonight that you would continue to give us wisdom, Lord, that we can make great godly decisions, Heavenly Father, that will be beneficial to our families, beneficial to our wives, Heavenly Father, beneficial to those who may we come in contact with on tonight, Heavenly Father. We thank you for this hour. This is an hour of prayer, Heavenly Father. I pray that you will strengthen the men, Lord. I pray, Heavenly Father, you will continue to walk with us and talk with us, Heavenly Father. There may be some men on the line on tonight, Heavenly Father, who may be smiling on the outside but hurting on the inside, Father God. We ask that you would minister to them, that you would give them peace, Heavenly Father, that you would give them the desires of their hearts, Heavenly Father. There may be a man who may be troubled in his mind on tonight, Heavenly Father. We ask that you would loose that man, Lord. We ask that you would give him peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, Father God, the peace that only comes from you, Heavenly Father. There may be a man on the line on tonight, Lord, that's struggling with his marriage, Heavenly Father. We ask that you step in the middle of his marriage and intervene in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. We thank you on tonight that you allow us to lift up our prayers, that you allow us to make our requests be made known unto you, Heavenly Father. There may be a man on tonight, Heavenly Father, who needs a financial blessing, Father God. We ask that you would bless that man in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come to you on tonight as humble as we know how, Heavenly Father. We're asking you to help us on tonight, to lead us, to guide us, Heavenly Father. Lord, we can't live this life without you, Heavenly Father. We ask that you move in the name of Jesus as greater in as you name. Send us than he of the world, Father God. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy.
Yes.
Father God, you woke us up this morning, but you didn't have to, Lord. You gave us another day of your grace and your mercy, Heavenly Father. We don't get it right all the time, Heavenly Father, but we thank you for your unconditional love. Some man on tonight needs to know that you love them, Heavenly Father. There's somebody on the line on tonight that needs to know that we love them, Heavenly Father. Father God, there's somebody on the line tonight who needs to know that they're not alone, Father God. Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to touch us with your finger of love, Heavenly Father. Strengthen the men on tonight, Heavenly Father. There's somebody on the line tonight who needs a fresh anointing. They may feel like you've forgotten about them, Father God. They may feel like no one knows their problem, their situation, Heavenly Father. But you know everything about us, Father God. You know the number of hairs that's on our head, Heavenly Father. And we thank you for the man on tonight. There's a man tonight that needs to know, Heavenly Father, that he's a born leader, Heavenly Father. He's born to walk in you. He's born to talk with you. He's born to fellowship with you, Heavenly Father. He's born to walk, Heavenly Father, Lord, and the things that you have called him to walk in on tonight. He needs to know that he has the victory in your son Jesus on tonight, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity to lift up our prayer requests unto you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord. We ask that you give us peace of mind on tonight. We ask that, Heavenly Father, that you would fix our hearts to walk in the things that you have called us to walk in. Lord, we pray that you would touch our hearts and our minds, that we would be the men of God that you have called us to be. The devil is a liar, and the truth is not in him, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, because you're in us and you're with us, Lord. As you said in your word, you would never leave us nor forsake us. And Lord, we thank you on tonight. As we pray, Lord, for the next generation, the younger men, Heavenly Father, we pray that we would be examples to them, Lord. We pray that you would raise them up, Heavenly Father. We pray that they would see the Christ in us, Heavenly Father, and that they will follow you, Heavenly Father. They will follow us as we follow you, Father God. We thank you on tonight, Heavenly Father. We pray for the men, Heavenly Father, who may be walking in the sin of homosexuality. Touch their hearts. Touch their minds, Heavenly Father, that they would turn, that they would repent and turn from those wicked ways. Turn from those sinful ways. Turn from those effeminate ways, Heavenly Father, and walk boldly in the power and the unction of the Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, and walk in the gender that you have designed us to be. Design them to be, Heavenly Father. The devil is a liar because, Lord, you're not the author of confusion, Heavenly Father. Remove the scales from their eyes. Remove the cloud from their minds, Heavenly Father, as they will be true men, the men of God you have called them to be, Heavenly Father. You have called us, Heavenly Father, to reproduce, Heavenly Father, and two men cannot reproduce, Heavenly Father. We thank you on tonight, Heavenly Father. There's somebody who needs a door open for them, Heavenly Father. There's somebody who's had their prayer request lifted up unto you,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
And they yes, Lord, have mercy. Shakarataba. They feel like, Father God, that they don't see anything moving with their natural eyes, Lord. But you're working behind the scenes for them, Heavenly Father. There may be a pastor here on tonight who feels like their work is in vain, Heavenly Father. Minister to that pastor. Let him know that he's in your will. Let him know that you're still with him, Lord. Open up those doors, Heavenly Father, and bless him for the fruit of his labor. We thank you on tonight. And Father God, as I close my prayer, let everything that we do, that you may get the glory as we've come together tonight for no form, shape, or fashion. We give you the honor,
Jesus,
the praise, and the glory,
honor,
Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, and praise God.
Come on, Pastor Troy.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless your name, Father. We magnify your name on today, God. God, there's no other God like you. And so, Father God, we call on you today, Father. We invite you, God, in the midst of this prayer line, God, with these men, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we cry out to you, oh God. Oh God, we speak in an audible voice, God. We ask, God, to invoke your presence. We beseech you on today, Father. You said to call on you in the day when you are near. God, you said in your word to call on us, to call on you, and that you would deliver us. And so, Father God, we're asking and we're lifting up these brothers. We're lifting up these pastors, oh God. We're lifting up the men of God on today, God. And we thank you for them. We thank you for the gathering. We thank you for the love. We thank you for the unity, God. And, Father God, we know that if you be lifted up, that you would draw all men unto you. And so, Father, on today, God, we lift up men. We pray, God, that we would be men of courage, that we would be those, Father God, that would not look unto the left or look unto the right, but that we would look unto you as the author and finisher of our faith. Father God, we thank you, Father God, that your word is true, that you're not a man that you would lie, but that we can count on you all day, every night, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for you being who you are, Father. We thank you that you're the one true living God. And we put our trust in you, Father. And we pray on tonight, God, that if there be any man that is dealing with fear, we thank you that your word says, oh God, that we're to fear not. You said in your word that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And so, Father, we pray that whatever it is that you've called us unto do, God, that we would do it, God, for your glory and not for our own. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that we will stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God, I'm praying that men would be men that would stand up and stand tall for you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that we would not be double-minded, Lord God. Oh, God, but that we, Father God, would continue in the faith in the name of Jesus, that we would count all our trials as joy, knowing that you are able to deliver us and to bring us out. Thank you, Father God, for these men. We pray, God, that we would be men, God, that would not fear in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, as we look around and we see all of the things that are going on in this world on today, you said in your word for us not to be anxious, but to lift up everything by prayer and supplication unto you. Father, you told us to trust you, and to not lean into our own understanding, but to acknowledge you in all our ways. Father, you said for us to be strong and courageous. And so, Father, we're praying on tonight, God, that we would just have that we would be more encouraged, that we would be more bold, Father, for you, that we would be witnesses for you, Father God. In Jesus' name, I lift up my dear brother, Pastor Hamilton, and Pastor Luckett that just prayed, God, and all that they're dealing with, Father. We lift up their families, God. We thank you,
yes,
God,
Jesus,
for them being true men of God, that care, oh God, about your work and your people, God. We pray, God, that they would run like never before with the gospel. Oh God, that they would cry loud and spare not in the name of Jesus, that they would continue to draw men together, oh God, for you, God, and that men would be edified and that they would be encouraged. We thank you, Father, that you gave apostles and pastors and prophets and teachers, oh God, for the perfecting of the saint and for the work of the ministry, the edifying the body of Christ. And Lord, we lift up those pastors that have been discouraged. We lift up those pastors that have given up. God, we lift up those pastors that have overwhelmed, especially with this pandemic that's going on. We lift up pastors that are dealing with problems in their families and marital issues, God. We pray, God, that you would encourage them. We pray, Father God, that they would draw nigh to you as you draw nigh to them. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Oh, in the name of Jesus. Come on, Pastor Brian Washington.
Hallelujah.
Beautiful, most high, glorious God. I come before you humbly and with thanksgiving. I want to give thanks for Pastor East for setting up all this for us, Lord Jesus, pulling us together in one accord. It's an amazing event. Mm. Father Jesus, thank you, Father, that you create the solution before you create the problems, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you that you give us boldness to stand on your word, Lord Jesus. Thank you that your light shines in the darkness, that darkness just flees in your presence, Lord Jesus. And Lord Jesus, I want you to put this in our hearts, to put you in remembrance of the covenants that you have with us, that no sickness, that no brokenness, that you would devour, that you would rebuke the devourer of us, Lord Jesus, as we pay our tithe to you, Lord Jesus, as we put our trust in you, Lord. Thank you for being the strong tower that we can run to, Lord Jesus, and not ever have fear, Lord Jesus. Thank you for always being with us. Thank you, Father God, for sacrificing your son for the beginning of the world, Lord Jesus. You already set us up to win. Thank you for already having the victory for us, Father God. Give us the strength just to walk in you, Lord Jesus. I just thank you, Father, for everything you're doing for us. You just set us up to win. We can't lose because of you, Lord Jesus. You are the mighty lion. You is the Alpha and the Omega, Father. You are everything we need. We already have the victory. And I just want to thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, it says the highest praise. Hallelujah is the
hallelujah.
Highest praise. Hallelujah. Is the highest praise. I ain't gonna sing tonight. Heavenly Father God, we thank you. Come on, anybody else out there? Come on, brothers, get in. Dial one right now. It's still open. Don't be ashamed. Don't feel like you're not important enough. Don't think you don't have enough to say. Just we want to have communication with God for one another. And this is gonna grow. It's gonna get better for you. It's gonna get more easier. But we gotta start somewhere. And this is where we start. It's too much time wasted. We cannot go into 2021 lacking. We cannot go into 21, my brothers. I'm telling you, any man under here listening to the sound of my voice tonight, you're here on assignment. I need you. You need me. I guarantee you, if we talk at least 20 minutes, you'll find out I probably have everything you need. And I'll find out you have everything I need. We're going to other places. We're going through other people. We're going through other situations. Because we don't communicate. Prayer is nothing
like
but communication.
Board.
Go right ahead. And I'm going to open the lines back up. Hold on, Pastor Brian. I'm going to open the lines back up to Pastor Luckett and to Pastor Troy. We're going to all kind of spiritually end this thing together. We hope somebody else dials one and comes in and wants to pray. Pastor Brian's going to read the scripture, and we're going to see what the Lord says going forward with that. But remember this. You're here on purpose because we need each other. Go ahead.
I'm reading Isaiah 61. The Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beautiful ashes, the oil of joyful mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name. We got another prayer warrior coming up right now. Pastor Jay, go ahead, pray, brother.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for this day, Lord. We just give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Father God. Lord, I just ask that you would just touch all the brothers, Lord, around the world, Father God, especially, Lord, the young brothers, Lord, from the kids, Lord, to the teens, to, Lord, the young adults, to the adults, Father God. Help us all, Lord, to be, Lord, sealed, Lord God, in our identity in you, Lord God. Help us to know it's not about us in the natural. It's about our identity in Christ, Father God. Touch, though, every young man, Lord God, who's looking, who's searching, Lord God, who's trying to find himself, Lord. Send someone across his path, Lord God, to let him know, Father, that Jesus Christ died on the cross for his sins, Lord God, that he does not have to be lost. He is not lost, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for your power, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord, for doing exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, Father, according to the power that worketh on the inside of us, Father. Help us to just all to continue to submit ourselves unto you. Resist the devil that he may flee, Father God. We just thank you, Lord, for having your way in our lives, Father. Touch, Lord, every single brother, Lord, that's on this line, Father God. Lord, every pastor, Lord God, every ministry represented on this line, Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for there is unity, Lord. You will command the blessing, Father. Thank you, Lord, that the blessings, Lord, will flow, Lord God, because, Lord, you have your hand on our lives, Father God. Help us, Lord, to just continue, Lord, to seek your face, Father God. Your word says that my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, Lord. You said you will hear from heaven. You will forgive our sins. You will heal our land, Father God. Then you said your ears would be made attentive to the prayers, Lord, made in this place, Lord God. And, Lord, we know that we're in many different places right now, but on this line, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that your ears have been made attentive, Lord, to the prayers, Lord. So help us, Lord, to walk in total confidence, not in us and who we are and what we can do, Lord, but in who you are and what you can do, Father. And we just thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to experience victory, Father. We are not defeated, Lord. We may have been cast down, but we are not destroyed, Father. And we just thank you, Lord, that by Jesus Christ, Lord, we are victorious in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Mighty name of Jesus. Oh, that about Shanda. Here, Kanda, about Pastor Dwayne. Come on in. Pray.
Well, Father God, I come
before Pastor Dwayne, go ahead and pray.
Oh, Father God, I just come before you right now in the wonderful name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, God, for what you have been doing, God. We thank you, God, for strengthening us, putting us back in renewing with you, putting us back in the right mindset. Father God, I pray right now, Lord, that you will fix the hunger problem, God. The family members, that the fathers and brothers and sisters that is on absent leave right now, Lord. I pray right now, God, that you will fill up the food pantries, God, that you will have food for the kids, that you have food for the mothers, you will have food for the brothers, you will have food for the sisters. Father God, I pray for the fathers, God, that you will open up a door for them, God, that they're able to go back to work. Lord God, I thank you, God, for putting us in right mind to pray for the lost, the unfortunate ones, God, don't have. Lord, I ask right now you stretch your hands across this nation, God. Touch the hearts of the peoples, God. Touch the minds of the peoples, God. Let them know that you still exist. Let them know that you still worry about it. Let them know that you're still thinking about them, God. Some have think that you have gave up on them. But I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you touch their hearts, God. Touch the billionaires, the millionaires, the trillionaires, God, that they will sow a seed into to the minds of the peoples. Lord God, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that if you can do this for me, God, I surely would appreciate it. I appreciate it with all my heart and all my mind, Lord. Lord, knowing that you are the God that can do all things.
Awesome. You're all set.
God, knowing that you're the God that do all things, Lord. So I put my confidence in you, God, not in man. So, God, I ask right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you meet us, God, that you will sow back into us as we sow into you, Lord. Lord, touch the hearts of your peoples. They need you, God. They need you right now, God. They need your touch. They need your hold. They need your hug.
Yes, Lord.
Conditional love. So, Father, God, I just touch you now, Lord. Let it be done, God. Let it be done, God. Let it be done, God. That we would may say that we will confess that you get the glory. That we would get where we confess that you get the honor. So God, with all of that, God, we say thank you with our hearts and minds and souls,
thanks,
God.
Jesus.
You said out of the mouth make confession. Out of the heart that you search for the heart. So God, we speak from the heart of our mind. We speak from the heart of our body, Lord, that you would touch. And that you agree, God, that it is so. For that, we give you all glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Let the church say amen. Now, our biggest supporters are our covenant partners who are female. And I will never end a broadcast without allowing them to pray for us and with us. They've been, I can feel it in the spirit. They've been all on my neck. I don't want to call their names right now, but I know two of them been all on my neck in the seat through this whole time. And want to give our sisters a time to pray. Now, you're out there and you're saying, I've never dialed one before. I don't know what to say. Well, you're not talking to me. You're not talking to Pastor Dwayne. You're not talking to Pastor Jay. You're not talking to Pastor Brian. You're not talking to Pastor Luckett. You're talking to Jesus. Dial one. Get in this prayer, ladies. This is a time for you to launch your prayer. My God. This is a time for you to finally dial one. This is finally your time to get into prayer. Minister Terry, come on in and pray for us. Now, brothers, I'm leaving you your lines open because after they pray, we're going to end
Praise
this out
God.
In the spirit. And I need you guys to pray with me in the spirit as we close out tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Go ahead, Minister Terry.
Praise God, saints. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I humbly come to you to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this man of the movement, this prayer, for this prayer line tonight, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for just getting everything in order and keeping us, Father. Father, I just thank you that each and every one of us are on this line for one reason, Father, to lift you up. Father, you said in the name of Jesus, we lift you up. You will draw all men unto you, Father God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the man of God that came on, that shared the verse, that prayed the verse. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, we know all of us have some work to do in us, but Father, we thank you that we are getting things back in order, Father, that we stay in line in order with you, God, men, women, and children, Father, in the name of Jesus. You tell us, Father, to raise up the children in the way that you go. When they get old, they won't depart from us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that as the men are on this line and we leave the line, and as women, order is just kept in the household. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for all the men, Father, that came tonight to pray tonight. Because we know, Father, with prayer, we know families that pray together stay together. Father, in the name of Jesus, in your word, he says, my family is those doing your will, Father. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Father. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, like you said, pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Pray, Father, I can do all things through you, Christ Jesus, who strengthens me. Pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. We just pray your word to you. But seek first the kingdom of God and all your righteousness, his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. Father, I just thank you for your word. I thank you, Father, for using the men that's on this line tonight. As head, as you have placed, Father, in order as head of the household, I thank you, Father, for them sharing the true living word of God, the only thing, Father, that can change us, Father, from the inside out. Father, I pray that we just continue to pray to you the desires of our heart. I thank you, Lord, for the men that came out. I just thank you, Father, because they pray out their heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I pray for one of my sisters. One of my sisters, when I told her, to call on the Holy Spirit, Father, In the name of Jesus, I pray that I continue to be with her when she asks me, how do I call the Holy Spirit? Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that our people don't perish for lack of knowledge. Father, I pray by this time that you have given us in COVID and social distance, Father, that we solidify our relationship with you, Father. We get closer to you. We get closer to you to know more of your word, to know more of your heart, to more have more compassion and humility one to another, to have that love, the love that God. And if we don't know you, Father, if we don't have love, Father, we don't have love. I just pray, Father, in your Son Jesus' name for love. And, Father, I just thank you. I thank you for the men again, Father. I can't thank you enough for the men that came on, sharing out their hearts, praying to you, the desires of their heart. If we desire to be healed, pray for healing. If we desire to have peace in our heart, Father, we pray for peace. If we desire, Father, for peace in our country, we pray for that, Father. We have to just trust and believe in you, Father. We believe in everything else, but, Father, we have to get in your word and just believe in you. Trust in the Lord with all our heart. Lean not on our own understanding. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I just thank you for this broadcast. I thank you for Pastor E, for the man of God, for allowing him this platform, allowing men to come together, allowing men to pray for the household, allowing men to pray for the country, allowing men just to pray, allowing men to take back order. Order. God, men, women, and children. Oh, Heavenly Father, I pray that we continue to seek more of you, seek more of your word, seek more of your guidance, Father, because if we don't seek your guidance, Father, in the name of Jesus, we're just stumbling around. And we keep making, Father, the same mistakes. And we ask ourselves, because we're stepping out on things. We're stepping out on faith. Yeah, we step out on faith, but ours is when we have consulted you first. In the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you, Father, for the men of God, Pastor E, that reached at me when my spirit was low. I just thank you, God, because accountability. I thank you, Father, for all the men online being accountable. Not to ourselves, but to you, Lord. I can't thank you enough, Father, for all the men that took time out tonight and all the men that's on board listening and all the men that will come in on the archives. Because as the Lord says, we have order. We stay in order. God, men, women, and children. Everything's going to be done in divine order. So, Father, I petition my prayers to you to cover these men as they leave. As they go, in Jesus Christ's almighty name, praise God, hallelujah, praise God.
Evangelist Virginia, come on in.
Yes, Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Everybody, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody, and everybody that have breath, praise you the Lord.
The Lord.
Oh, praise him tonight, saints of God. Everybody on this line tonight, as I point my hand toward you, every man on these lines tonight that have prayed, and there are more men that's out there, I point my hand towards you right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that you would be the leader that God has called you to be. You will be the man of God that God has called you to be. Be the leader in your household. Be the leader in your household. Love your wife. Love your children. And do what God has called you to do. If God called you, man of God, be the leader. You are a leader.
Hey!
You're a man of God. I'm talking to, oh, Lord Jesus, I'm talking to every bishop on this line tonight. Every prophet, every pastor, every evangelist, every teacher, you call by God, not by man. And the Bible said in Romans 8:26, if we say we don't know how to pray, we don't know how to pray. We don't know what to pray for as we ought. We don't know what to pray for as we ought.
Hallelujah.
But the Spirit
keep praying.
The Spirit Himself.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. The Spirit Himself The Spirit himself give us groaning that cannot be uttered. Men of God, if you don't say nothing but Jesus, say
Jesus.
It. If you don't
Jesus.
Say nothing but thank you, Jesus, say it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
you can
Jesus.
Pray, say Jesus. You need to call on it.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's there.
Jesus.
I can feel the presence of God.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
I feel God all over these airways.
Jesus, Jesus,
we don't
Jesus.
Know what to pray for. Say Jesus, Jesus,
ooh.
Jesus. Go back to
Jesus,
Matthew.
Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come not on both sides.
Jesus,
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 Jesus.
Y'all ain't trying to get me to sing. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Open your mouth, men of God, and say, Jesus.
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus.
Come on, men of God.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Come on,
somebody. Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus.
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus.
Come on, y'all sing.
Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus.
I need my choir to come on. Jesus, Jesus,
a fault
Jesus.
That is divided cannot stand.
Jesus.
A name
hey.
That is divided
Jesus,
cannot
Jesus,
stand.
Jesus,
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 Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
Jesus,
hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Praise
I don't need another word. I can say
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus,
Jesus. Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus. Come on.
You know
you
Jesus,
Jesus.
Jesus,
praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Open your mouth.
Thank
you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come
on,
thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, encouraging God. All they poured out, Lord, pour back into them. Everything they let out, God, let them be filled, God. Restore them, God. Move them, Lord.
Lord God. Quicken them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, give them back everything in their soul for them, oh God. Give them their peace of mind. Give them their joy back. Give them their faith back. Give them their encouragement back. Give them their strength back, God. Everything the devil tried to do to attack them, to insult them, to deliver them, to mock them, God, give it right back to them. Everything the devil tried to throw at them, to laugh at them, to throw a monkey wrench in their in the plan of your life for their life, God. My God, shut it down, God. Everything the devil meant for evil, all God, all the way back from January, all the way back to when they said yes to you, God, and became, my God, walking into the call for their life, oh God. Pastors, apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, fivefold, whatever you call them to do, my God, bless them and anoint them so much the more because of what the devil tried to look at them and point at them, asking them, what do you think you're trying to do? God, they manifested it by saying yes to you, God, because, God, while they were shouting and praising you, God, they were shouting with them, God, because you were celebrating them because they were saying yes to you, God. God, while they were crying tears, God, you were filled with grief, oh God, from their heart and from their pain, God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, you were, while the devil was laughing, God, you saw them when they felt cast down, God. When the enemy tried to tell them to commit suicide, God, you told them don't do it, oh God. Lord God, you knew what they felt like when they said it was the last straw, God. Lord God, but you showed up and you showed out, oh God. God, when the enemy tried to say, oh, you shut down and look at you now. You don't got a church. You don't got this. God, you laughed at them and said, oh, no, but they got me. And God, your word says, if God be for you, who could be against you, God? And, oh, God, when they stood up for the right, God, you stood up with them, God. You stood up and you said, that's what I'm talking about. You stand up for the truth, God. You said, who will speak for me, God? Who will go forth and speak what I want them to say? Who will go forth and do what I want them to do? Who will do it? Who will do it? You weren't looking at color. You weren't looking at finance. You was looking at the heart, God, and you made a way, God. You showed up. You showed out. You're the God who gives favor. You're the God who grants blessing. You're the God who says yes, oh God, when everybody say no. God, when you say no, God, your no is just as sweet as your yes, God, because, Lord, you know what you approve and what you disapprove, God. You know, oh God, you know the hearts of your people. God, you know what folks are crying. God, you know the difference of the tears, God. You know the tears of weakness. You know the tears of meekness. You know the tears, God, of joy. You know the tears, God, of thankfulness. You know the difference of the tears, Lord. You know, oh God, when the devil tries to make a mockery of these men, when he say, oh, you weak because you're not saying nothing. Oh, you ain't nobody because you ain't talking back. God, they're just showing meekness, Lord God. They're showing humility, Lord God. They're showing, God, that they don't want to do their own will, God. And, Lord, the enemy tried to mock them and laugh at them, oh God. But, God, you showed up and they stayed, God, while they were having, by God, having hush mouth grace, God. You were standing right beside them like, yeah, I got you, I got you. Because, Lord, you see, God, that you're teaching them, oh God, how to walk with you, how to talk with you, God, how to listen and how to discern, God, how to perceive,
praise
God,
Jesus,
how to understand, God. Even revelation in the word of God. God, while they've been pouring out to others, God, you've been speaking to them, God. You've been speaking to them and showing them, oh God, this is what I want you to say. This is how I want you to say it. This is what I mean when I say this. This is what I mean when I say that. God, you've been dealing with them, Lord God. And everything the enemy tried to throw at them, oh God, try to upset their sleep, try to upset their spirit, try to discourage them, oh God, try to cut them out, God. Lord, you made a mockery out of the devil. Say, that don't matter. They're doing my will right now. Whether they have to use Facebook, whatever they have to use, God, they're pressing forward, oh God, into your will, oh God, because they want to please you. They ain't trying to please man. They ain't trying to get a name for themselves. They're who they're manifesting.
Ooh,
you said in your word, God, my God, that the earth travails, and my God, your word, because of the earth groans, my God, and it even travails for
I'm
the manifestation, my God,
because
of God, and because
I'm
of God, the manifestation.
Running,
your will, even in a pandemic, my God, even though the manifest your will in a pandemic, my God, it's proof, my God, that your son, my God, right before this thing
happened,
they already were proof, my God, that your son, before this thing hit, my God, and while this thing is going in process, God, they're still showing forth, yeah, even in troublous times, even in times like this, Lord, I'm going to serve you, God, I'm going to yield to you, Lord, I'm going to manifest, God, your will for my life, oh God, your will for my life, oh God, it's not bend, to not break, to not fail. God, your will for their life, not to be milk toast, not to be weak, not God, but to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, Lord God. Bless those men, oh God, that are husbands indeed, Lord God. Bless those men that are fathers indeed. Bless those men that are brothers indeed, that are uncles indeed, that cousins indeed, that are friends indeed, that are employers and employers indeed. God, that they want to do the right thing, God. Oh, God, not to give my God credit or a bonus. God, it's in their heart, God, it's in their spirit. It's in their nature, God. They want to do that which is right, God. They're representing your will in the earth, oh God, as men, Lord God. My God, masculine,
hallelujah.
Lord God, walking in the strength, oh God,
ooh,
of a male, oh God.
Hey,
Lord, help them, oh God, to not have to hold their head down. They don't have to, my God, compromise to be accepted because folks think, my God, something's wrong with them because they're a straight male, God. But let them continue to walk into that strength, Lord God, that you created them from the beginning of time, oh God. You created them to be men, oh God.
Hallelujah.
You created them, oh God, to love their fathers, to love their mothers, to love their children. My God, you created them, Lord God, to do the right thing, God. And even though, Lord, many throughout this world have made mistakes, God, because being born in sin and shaping iniquity, God, you have put a representation in the earth, oh God, even in 2020, oh God, of men, Lord God, that don't just talk about it, but they be about it, oh God, even though it's been a struggle, even though it's been a mountain climb, oh God, Lord, they kept pressing through, God, and Lord God, I heard the word today as I ended prayer, it was crescendo. Whenever you hear the word crescendo in a, my God, an orchestra or a type of a music, my God, my God, event, my God, it's the end all of the end all. It's when it's about, my God, to come to a, my God, a finish, oh God, a finale, oh God, a substance, oh God. So all you've been through this year is crescendoing into the substance that God wants to bring you into, my God, next year. Hallelujah.
Where my brothers at? Where my brothers at? Yeah, do y'all hear this word?
God brought rebuke.
Hallelujah.
God brought love.
Do you hear this word?
But it's a crescendo.
Hallelujah.
A crescendo. Walk in it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the praise. Hallelujah.
Lord.
I need every man on this side to throw your hands, your right hand in the air.
Hallelujah.
I need you to throw your right hand in the air and say, I receive.
I
the prophetic word came from through the prophetess for us tonight. I don't know if you guys, you better listen to the replay. You better listen to the replay because she spoke prophetically into our lives. Fire went from the time I unleashed her line,
and it wasn't her
prayer because she would have said, "Give him a car, give him a house, give him a job."
Jesus.
But the Holy Ghost spoke to her and said, "Give him a vision, give him a dream, give him an idea." That we can do better. Oh my God, I receive.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
I receive it, Lucy.
I receive. Hallelujah.
Don't you know when you pray that you're supposed to see the effects of your prayers?
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. I got to read this. I ain't going to preach, though. Minister Terry say, Pastor.
Amen.
Minister Terry say, Pastor.
Amen.
No, you ain't helping me. You ain't helping me. Minister Terry say, Pastor.
Pastor.
Okay. All right. Pastor Lucky. Say, Pastor.
Pastor.
Don't preach.
Don't preach.
Okay.
Don't preach.
Someone in the beginning before Prophetess Charlene came on, the question was, and some people may be being like, well, where am I at in prayer? The most efficient person up to Jesus in prayer was David. Watch this in Psalms 5. It says, give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King, and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My God, watch this.
Uh-huh.
He says,
yes,
my voice shall thou hear in the morning. Oh, Lord, in the morning in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look
up. Lord.
Verse 4.
Yes, God.
For thou art not a God that have pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee.
Hallelujah.
Don't you know that your prayer is about prosperity? Your prayer is about new beginnings. Your prayer is about something that has never, ever, ever been done before. My brothers, sisters, my covenant
partners.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Prayer is for us to really receive what God has done for us already.
Yes,
you can't add or take away from the word of God. What God has done is finished and complete. But we have to have a responsibility and an acquirement of our past to say, Lord, I won't go back. See, the past don't mean you keep asking for forgiveness for that. The past means you won't do what you did back then.
Hallelujah.
So I want to encourage everybody. This is the birthing of prayer. Now, I'm a studier of Jesus. I mean, I love Paul. If somebody say, who does, I'm a Peter and a Paul mixed in together. But the one I study is Jesus. And the most prolific thing that I saw that Jesus ever did on this earth in his 33 years was one thing. Go on, tell him, Mr. Terry.
He prayed.
I heard a bunch of people answer. He prayed more than he did anything.
You might say
he walked on water. You might say that he healed the sick. You might say that he turned water into wine. You might say he did this, he did that. But he prayed first.
He prayed.
That's why prayer
sir.
Is so important for us men.
Yes,
and I'm not giving up on you. I'm not giving up on you, and please don't give up on me. But what's important is that we continue to pray.
Yes.
Tonight we had men pray. Last week it was me and Pastor Dwayne. It was a football game. Now we want to exclude that from Pastor Luckett because Pastor Luckett does Bible study on Tuesday night. So that don't count him. But it was a bunch of y'all brothers that was watching that Monday night, that Tuesday night football game that weren't here last week. Let me tell you something. Don't you know prayer is more important than sports? Prayer is more important than because they get paid, you don't. But prayer will save you, deliver you, and set you free. I'm just trying to get us to understand we have technology at our hands. Tape the game, but come and pray with me on Tuesdays.
Yes.
You don't have to be here the whole we've been here an hour and 52 minutes. You don't have to be here the whole time. Just come and pray. But let's pray together. And let's not stop.
Amen.
Now, what I want to do in closing, I want 3 minutes of intercessory from the spirit prayer from everybody on this line. You know what? Even those that didn't dial one, I'm about to unleash everybody. I'm finna unmute everybody, and I need everybody. I didn't ask for your name. I didn't ask for your zip code. I'm asking everybody to pray in the spirit for 3 minutes. Yeah, you 225, the last 4-3-3-6-0. I just unmuted you too. Area code 626, last 4-2-9-2-6. I just unmuted you too. Everybody on this broadcast is unmuted. And at the count of three, for 3 minutes, that is 180 seconds. I want us to pray in the spirit. Now, I'm not looking for an interpreter. I'm not looking for somebody to get in and coordinate it or anything. I'm just asking for us to pray in the spirit that the Lord hears us truly how we want to be heard.
Yes,
5-4-3-2-1.
Our ending call with that one name. I told you I wasn't gonna preach, and I'm not. Please don't hang up. But in that name, don't you know we have the power and authority to cast out demons? Oh my God. See, when I start talking about the power and authority of Jesus, I get emotional. So don't think I'm weak. Don't think I'm tripping. But don't you know that by the name of Jesus that we can heal the sick? Do you know that by the name of Jesus, you can raise the dead? I know you thought it was only by him. I know you thought you were only a pawn in the game. And no, you are significant, my brothers. My sisters, don't ever feel that I'm just disregarding you guys, because I love you guys. But I have a passion in this season and for the rest of my season for my brothers. And we don't know how important we are. But with that name, every knee will bow. With that name, every tongue will confess. With that name, your life will never, ever be the same. But the most important thing I learned about that is that if I use that name, the authority, the power I've been given, somebody else's life will not be changed. Your brother is tripping because you ain't enough. Your brother ain't here tonight on this prayer call because you didn't do enough. Your brother is not here, and I'm talking to myself, so I'm not just throwing bricks. I'm really talking to myself, but I'm hoping that you hear what I'm saying, that we as men, we think about ourselves, where I'm at now. Look what I used to be and who I am. No, there's somebody out there that you can touch, that they know that they can make it. Not in 2021, right now. I got a charge in my life to tell you all. Don't give up, but don't let nobody fall. And my sisters, let me say this to you guys. You've been carrying this for long enough. Start seeing some results out of us. Start seeing some productivity out of us. Start praying the prayer that enough is enough, and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you ain't just praying for void things. That us men really stand up. In 2021, I'm telling you now, you're going to see a revolution of Jesus Christ go forward, of connected, unified men that will do the will of God and not the will of themselves. But it's contingent on this prayer. Contingent on this prayer. And I'm telling you now, it's going to happen. Don't take this wrong, but with you or without you, it's going to happen. Because God is calling us to another level, men, that when we do the work, that one that didn't get it, we still go back and get him. I love you guys. This is a men's call to prayer. And women have stepped up, men have stepped up, and guess what? God is in the presence. The word of God says, where there are two or three gathered in his name. We've heard the testimony of Jesus Christ with over three. We beat those numbers. He's in the presence. But don't you know that when he's in the presence, he's just not trying to see you to see what you're doing right now. He's trying to see how you agree and that we all do the same. Somebody didn't get that. You're going to get it in about 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. He's in our presence, but now he's trying to see how we activate his presence to how we act, how we react, and how we treat others. I'm daring you. I'm challenging each one, each man that's on this broadcast tonight, that next week you bring three with you. You don't just invite. You bring three with you. Because we need more men praying. And tell them, say, well, I don't know how to pray. This ain't no Holy Ghost. Oh, in the name of Jesus. No, this is saying, Lord, forgive me. Lord, help my brother. Lord, protect my brother. Just be honest, be authentic, and be original, and let's pray. I love you guys. You ever need me? You better call me. I probably have what you need. Yes, that no matter what you're going through, I bet you I have what you need. You need to call me. I'm the plug for you, but you can also be the plug for me. I know y'all say Pastor E is out there. Yes, I am, because I'm willing to see the best in you. I worry about seeing the best in me because I work hard
to do the best I can be. I love you guys. Let's do this thing. And know that I'm praying for you. Will you pray for me?
Lord, I'm praying for my brother. 'Cause I know he wants to do your will. Yes. And I'm praying for my sister, 'cause I know you want to set her free. Set her free. Set her free. I'm praying for the body of Christ. I know you're gonna have your way. Yes. If you're listening and you're hurting real bad, don't worry, I can hear it say, I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Yes, I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Now, cast all your cares on Him, the Lord. Despite the pain you feel, He will come through. Now I'm praying for you. Yeah. Yeah. Said I'm praying for you. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold your head up, my brother, though sometimes it may be hard to do. Yeah, you just be encouraged. I've been in that position too. Yeah. And you've been feeling so lonely. Sometimes you don't know where to go, what to do, where to turn, but if you're listening and you want a way out, here is something you just ought to know. Know that I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Just know that I'm praying for you. When I pray, God will change. So now, cast all you can. Things are gonna get better. So hold your head up. Things are gonna get better. All you got to do is hold your head up. Somebody say it tonight. Things are gonna get better. I see you, baby. That's it. Go and worship Him. Hey, hold your head up. Yeah. Somebody say it. Things are gonna get better. What you gonna do? Hold your head up, y'all. Say it.
Things are gonna get better.
Yeah. Go.
Hold your head up.
I know you're hurting.
Things are gonna get better.
Oh, Lord. Hold your head up. Say it one more time.
to tell you tonight, I'm praying for you. It's already better. It's already better. I guess y'all too tired for this, but it's already better. I'm talking to somebody that's been struggling all year. God says it's already better.